breath was a reason to take note.
"Perhaps I should have a look at the body before you and Mrs. Oakley proceed with embalming."
"That's exactly why I rang you. I shall arrange a driver to drop it off. Will you be at the morgue in the next hour?"
Haley reassured Mr. Oakley she would wait for the delivery. It wasn't like she had anything planned for the evening. When Haley hung up, Dr. Martin stood in the doorway, drying his hands with a tea towel. Slender and earnest, Thomas Martin looked younger than his 27 years.
"If you're not needing me, Dr. Higgins, would you mind if I left a little early?"
Haley couldn't keep the note of disdain from her voice.
"Another spot of duty at the dance marathon?"
"I know you don't like it, Doc, but it's happening just the same."
Haley hated those infernal dance marathons. This one had been running for over 3 weeks. With only a few 10 to 15 minute sleep breaks, contestants danced the entire time. Not only was this terribly hard on a person's overall health, but some also didn't survive it, dropping to their death because of cardiac strain or taking their own lives when they failed to win the big cash prize. That people paid to witness such human abuse made Haley's stomach turn. But if those poor souls insisted on putting their bodies through this torture, then medical supervision was a must. Dr. Martin, who'd recently finished medical school, took his turn. And at this stage of the marathon, plenty of doctors and assistants had stepped in. Except for Haley. Haley pushed away the guilt that whispered at her. She was giving her time to the dancers when they came into her morgue, like the one headed there now.
"Did you want to come along?"
Dr. Martin asked, apparently mistaking her silence as a desire for an invitation.
"It really is a sight to behold."
"That's quite all right," Haley said.
Out of curiosity, she'd gone on an evening to a dance marathon once before, and that had been enough for her.
"A body's coming in. One of those dancers, apparently, dropped from exhaustion. You can tell me all about it during the post-mortem."
"Sure thing, doctor."
As Dr. Martin left, he made an unnecessary, impromptu tap dance move that could have put Hal Leroy to shame. She envied his youth. Speaking of youth, Haley stretched as she stood, her long spine cracking in protest or appreciation. She wasn't sure. Her runaway curls were escaping the knot she'd wrestled her hair into that morning, and she pushed the rebels behind her ears. She noticed that more than a few had turned gray, but there was nothing that a good hat couldn't conceal. Stepping into the morgue, Haley was pleased to see that Dr. Martin had cleaned things up nicely. Though in the hospital's basement, the morgue was painted a bright white and had good electrical lighting. Outfitted with the latest forensic equipment, including a row of refrigerated cabinets to store the bodies, the room contained a ceramic surgical table, which sat empty and scrubbed clean in the middle of the room. Shelves containing test tubes, Bunsen burners, and tissue samples lined the walls. Two desks sat near the entrance, one occupied by Dr. Martin. Haley's office was behind a glass wall, with the benefit of a door to oversee what was happening in the surgery. The bell that sounded when a body was being delivered through the basement-level door rang. Soon, two men pushed a gurney with the sheet-covered body into the morgue. The man who backed in said,
"Where do you want it, Doc?"
Haley waved a long, thin arm toward the table situated under a large electric lamp.
"On the table, if you don't mind."
Haley knew how to move a dead body on her own, but why put her own body through the exertion when two strapping men were there to do the task for her? Haley washed her hands and slipped on a white laboratory coat. She waited until the funeral home men left, wishing them a good evening. She then approached the body. Clearly male and Caucasian, the body had a tag on his right big toe that read Patrick Baines, along with the date of his death. As Mr. Oakley had said, the corpse's mouth was gaping open. Haley didn't have to get close before she could smell the odor that had caused the embalmer concern. Haley was fairly certain she was looking at a victim of homicide.